April Fool's Day is a week away, and mischief makers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are plotting their next caper. But their pranks aren't of the sophomoric whoopee cushion caliber. As befits the school, their gags are true feats of engineering. In 1981, for example, students kidnapped a gargantuan fiberglass cow from the front lawn of a steakhouse. Overnight, they installed it on MIT's Great Dome, which rises about 150 feet above the campus. The tradition of practical joking, or hacking as it's called at MIT, is so revered that there's a museum on campus to display legendary pranks. David Barber is an assistant safety officer at MIT. He's the poor guy who has to take down from the dome what the pranksters put up. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. First of all, we need a little bit of definition. The museum is called the Hall of Hacks. What are the criteria for good hacks?
A good hack, most of all, features an excellent level of engineering and a superb element of surprise. And then after those two things, there is kind of a tradition that it can't harm property, nor, more importantly, can it put at risk any human being's life.
So what have you had to dismantle?
Probably the most famous is the police car. It was complete with blue flashing lights and two cups of coffee and a dozen donuts in the front seat. That was hilarious. That took some time to take down.
Can I ask how you did it?
Well, actually, the car was not a full car. It was only the outside panels, the windshield, and the tires that were held together by a wooden frame to make it look like an entire car.
And others?
They transformed the giant dome into a beanie cap one day. They took parachute material and made alternating red and white stripe like a beanie cap, and it had a propeller on it. It doesn't seem like much except the propeller. Each side of the propeller was 8 feet tall and 28 feet long.
Wow.
And it rotated in the wind.
So they really do go up overnight.
Oh, yes, they definitely go up overnight. This is not a drawn-out process at all. It's very quick when they go up.
You know something? It doesn't sound like you get too annoyed about this.
Oh, I never get annoyed about it. I find it fascinating. It's one of the greatest things about my job. Who else can say that part of their job description is to evaluate and remove hacks from the tops of buildings 150 feet in the air and other places?
David Barber is an assistant safety officer with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He spoke to us from the MIT campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Keep an eye on that dome, David.
I sure will.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.